Jan Ewis.
Vicki Russell.
And Colleen Scott.
And then turn it off.
Okay, so, Don, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Healthy, which is exciting. We increased the legal fees to $10,000. Increased legal, but the reason is, the storefront improvement project requires like three different contracts, the recipient sign, and the legal has to do those contracts, so we're expecting with the storefront improvement program. Your storefront improvement project, by $10,000 to $60,000, so instead of $50,000 you now have. It was in capital outlay, it doesn't meet the legal standing recs or some flower baskets, snowflakes. They'll actually bump that line item up and created its own minor enhancement. The contingency, we raised it from $5,000, and then future expenditures, we raised from $37,000 to $100,000. So you have quite the cushion in there for to keep. That is pretty much your budget.
It's a Bermuda retreat volunteer.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask that.
We're kind of like planning to put that under.
Where it can't be found.
And then when we come back, we'll all have to do our brooms and do the streets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to talk about streets. What I see in the future is, obviously for this next year, I expect the storefront improvement program to have some good projects. I expect you to spend some of that money, not all of it, but some. But what I'm expecting is this $100,000, and then you also have, if you'll notice, $50,000 in capital projects. I'm expecting that money to just kind of grow and be like your savings account. Every year, that gives us the ability to be flexible in how you move that up in operating. So eventually, I expect you're going to have an unappropriated balance that you can keep to carry you over. It's not necessary, but it will give you some cushion.
Anna and I were talking about
that. When Mike came and talked, your money is kind of set, but for next year, where if you, I don't know if you've all been aware of it, when their budget was presented, that's going to drive me as your budget officer to know where to go with you for the change it real fast and stick it in there, because we're yet what the council's going to do, and I think that's important to fight. It doesn't do you any good to be able to clean a street one time. That's not the impact we're looking for, so.
Would something like that come under the minor enhancements?
For cleaning streets?
Yeah.
It's gonna probably be its own type of line item. Again, you're gonna have a maintenance, street maintenance line item. Mm-hmm. That'll know exactly where that money's going.
And you're gonna want it ongoing.
It will fund itself because, yeah, once you start it, that's not something you can just stop, you know, so.
I think that would be something I agree. You know, you would want to go do it one time, but I think we should share in the interview with Ms. Frontier Days, 4 out of the 5 young girls that were behind, and they wanted to see, those are seniors and a junior. And I thought, isn't that interesting that was.
The mayor or the governor or whatever, what would you do to change
that was one goes right along with the raise the bar thing that we heard over and over again, so. That is your budget.
So do you have any other questions or some discussion about it?
Public comment?
Pretty straightforward, I have to say. I'm sure funding some bigger project.
It's two of the transit center. It's kind of, that's that.
And it's a look through, so we really can inter-fund transfer.
So I think two things happened. One, didn't budget in the transfer in. We talked to the ex-city finance director from a couple cities and who's been helping us, and she said that's really comes down to it where the urban renewal is a lot of money, you're doing lots of projects, storefronts going gangbusters, and we're over here trying. But then we'll figure out, we'll start putting person. At this point, I'd rather see this fund build, and I'd rather see the excitement stay, and the project is not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not there.
So our next step is we need to have a budget in a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Public comments?
That's public.
So staff comments? Just to let you know, we did get, it's all known that Mark Miller's been working on turning in an application for the storefront program.
Corner of Huntington.
There you go. I didn't know that, yeah. He's kind, let's be honest, he's all, but he finally did get his three bids into us. What he turned in is what you need to see, but it's not gonna be the pretty pictures and dome.
Cause it, all that redo it, or?
No, he's putting on, yeah, no, and he's actually doing a facade improvement, which is cool.
Maybe June 4th, I believe.
Right, 4th is our next meeting. We kind of had a little.
That's very small potatoes in a way, but are we gonna make sure to take a before picture?
That's a good idea.
I mean, of his.
We should.
Okay.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, because one of the issues with the brochure is we couldn't find any before and after pictures of.
Well, that might be something that if we could find someone from the newspaper to do that, so they could.
No, seriously, let's get those newspapers, read my mind, absolutely.
Yeah, the problem is, I would wait, and number two, you haven't voted on it yet, and so.
I just meant, I was thinking more of as a setting of precedent, but sure.
I agree. I think that brings up a good point that when they turn in their applications.
It's here.
Well, yeah, just have one thing on this.
So, any good opportunity at our next meeting, only application, and so that would be great.
If it is just a little project.
And if we could get a little public relations with that too, then program is about, and so.
On the change option, this.
For example.
June 4th is the